Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph, will begin Lamed Vav Beis, three lines from the bottom, the two dots, Gufa. Gufa, Rabbi Shmuel Damar Tarvayu, we both said, Kol Sheyesh Boi Mechameshes Aminim, anything that has within it from the five types of grain, the Baruch Melah Borei Minim Zayinus. The Baruch is Borei Minim Zayinus. Vidmar Nami, in a similar ruling, Rabbi Shmuel Damar Tarvayu called Shehu Mechameshes Aminim, Mevaruch Melah Borei Minim Zayinus. They said that anything which is of the five minim, you make bar mitzvah. So what is the difference between these two memories, and what do they come to teach? Utsriach, and I need both of them, the Ashmina kol shehu. If it only said kol shehu hava minim mishum disbein, I would think that that's, if it's not in a mixture. If you have from the five types of grains, and they're not mixed in a mixture, then the bracha would be mezainus. About ibei taruvas, but if it's in a mixture, and as unfortunately speak out, if it's in a mixture and the grain component is not the majority, it's the miut, it's the minority, I would have thought about ibei taruvas loy. I would have said perhaps the bracha is not mezainus. Kemash malan kol sheyesh bo. That's why a teacher kol sheyesh, if it has within it, within this mixture, if it has from the type five types of grain, the bracha is a mezainus. The ashmina kol sheyesh boi, and if it only told me the member of kol sheyesh boi, havamina kol sheyesh boi, hameshes aminim in, aval urz v'doy hamloi. But I would have thought if it's the five types of grain, then you make a mezainus. But not urz v'doy ham, not urz v'doy ham. Rashi defines urz v'doy ham as millet. And he says that Doichan is punnets, is a punnet grass. Taisus and other Rishonim, most Rishonim learn that Oiris is rice. Oiris is rice and Doichan is millet. So the question is the bracha, what bracha do you make on rice? So if it was said, Viash mina kol sheyesh boi, hava mina kol sheyesh boi, chameshes aminim, in, hava loiris Doichan loi, it only specifies the five grains, only on the five types of grains you make a mezainus, but not on rice and millet. I would say, why is that? Mishum dalya de tarubas. I would say only because it's in a mixture. But if it's not in a mixture, if it's the rice on its own, if there's cooked rice, neima filoyas v'doyichanam v'borachalav v'raimim mezainus. I would have thought that perhaps if it's not in a mixture, you would make a mezainus on rice. Kamash malan, that's why Rabbi Shmuel Tiv, kamash kol shehu, whichever is of the five types of grains, mechameshes aminim, hudum avarchem alav, varimine mezainus. That's when you make the mezainus. Lafuke, orez v'doichen, which excludes, orez v'doichen, dafilo yisabeine, even if it's not in a mixture, even if it's yisabeine on its own, loy mevarchem varimine mezainus. You don't make a mezainus. So that is the shita of Rabbi Shmuel. And that's why we have these two memras, if it's from the five types of grains, even if it's in a mixture, and even if the five types of grains are not the majority, you make a mezainus. Ayres and Daichen, you do not make a mezainus according to Rav Shmuel, even if it's not in a mixture. Even if you're eating the, for instance, cooked rice itself, you would not make a mezainus. That is the sheet of Rav Shmuel, which l'halacha we do not paskin like that, but we'll see shortly. Frank the Gemara of Oriz V'Doichan Loi Mevarchin and Borim Yim Mezainus. Is that true? That on Oriz V'Doichan you don't make a Mezainus? I about time we learned the Bryce said we'll find a pas Oriz U'pas V'Doichan. He had bread made out of rice or millet. Mevorach alav t'chila v'seif. You make a bracha before eating and after eating. Kim Ma'is G'der. Just like a Ma'is G'der. Just like something which is cooked in a pot. So we're being medamit to Ma'is Gedera, but Gabi Ma'is Gedera, Tanya, we learned that Chil Mevarach La Bar Minim Mezainus, you make a Mezainus first, before eating, and the Seif, Mevarach La Barach Asmein Sholesh, and afterwards you make an Alamechia. So wouldn't that imply that that is the same halacha by Eretz V'Daychen? But the Gemara, no, not exactly. It's Kemais Gedera, but like Kemais Gedera. It's similar to Ma'is Gedera, but not complete. Kim Ma'is Gedera, it's compared to Ma'is Gedera, the Mevarach Lav Tchil V'Seif, that you make a bracha before eating and after eating. V'loike Ma'is Gedera, but not like a Ma'is Gedera, Dila Ma'is Gedera, B'tchil Mevarach Barim Minim Mezainus, because over there, before eating, you make a Mezainus, V'Seif, Brachas Men Gimel, and afterwards, you make an Al Milchit. But by Iris Vadoichen, they hold, but Chilim Bevorachal of Shahakal, they hold that you make only Shahakal. Shahakal only a bit Vora, Ulasoy, Vayna Varshus, Rabbis, the Hasroinen, Al Koma, Shabor. And afterwards, it's a Borin of Varshus, not an Al Mechia. That's what they would hold. Frag the Gemara, the Iris Lab, Maisa Gedera. Is rice not a Maisa Gedera? You're telling me a Maisa Gedera is cooked, what's in it cooked? In a pot, you make an alamechia, you make a zainus an alamechia, but not by rice, you only make over there a shahakal. And Borea Foshas, is that true about Tanya? Elohim, Maisa Kedera. How do we define Maisa Kedera? Chilka, Targes, if you have grits, so you have the wheat that's split into two, or split into three, or fine flour. The Bach takes out the girsa of soilless fine flour, because it doesn't really, it's out of context. We're talking about grits over here. The Zohar is the arson, and it's cut into, split into four or into five different types of grits, if it's coarse or more refined, but nevertheless it's grits or oiras, and it says oiras as well as rice, and it says that is considered maisa kedera. So you see that an oiras you make a mezainus. Or answers, Hamanim Rav Yechon ben Uri. Yes, it's true from here you see that, but that's the sheet of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. And the Rabbanu would argue, the Tanya Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri Omer, he says, Oires min dogen hu, he considers rice to be a type of grain. V'chayavim al chimutzei koris. And on Pesach, if it can become chometz, and it would be chayav koris, just really like eating any other chometz, any of the type, five types of grain. V'adam yoytze b'yedei chayvosu b'pesach. And you can be yaitza, the mitzvah of eating matzah, of matzah made out of rice. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, who considers rice to be one of the five grains, one of the grains. Of Rabbanan, like, but according to Rabbanan, they do not consider rice to be one of the grains. You cannot be yaitza, your chiv of matzah with rice, with pas made out of rice, and there's no chiv koras for rice either. And therefore, we would want to say that according to the Rabbanan, similarly, it's not considered a Maisa Kedera, and you don't make a Mezainus and an Almechia. Frag the Rabbanan Loi, is it too? The Rabbanan do not consider Oyers to be a Maisa Kedera, but Tanya, Kaisis is a Chita, if a person eats raw wheat, an uncooked wheat. Mivorach Lavoy Pri Adoma, he makes the Brach Rishonis, Adoma, as a Brach Rishon, he makes on a top, but if he processed, ground it up, off, he baked it, Bishler cooked it, Bisman, Shapusus, Kayamas, when there are whole pieces, when it hasn't been dissolved, and you have pieces of the bread, Mitrila, Mivorach Alam, Mitzilach Menarts, it's considered bread, and you make first before eating a Mitzi, Ulabasai, Mivorach Alam, Gimel Brachos, and afterwards, you batch. Im ein prusos kayamas, but if the prusos ein a prusos kayamas, if the pieces are not intact, if it's been dissolved, but chila mevorachla boring minim zayas. The bracha rishain is a mezayas. Ula saif mevorachla bracha achas main gimel. And bracha chayna is an almechia. Now coming to our topic, Hakaisa says a oires, if he eats the uncooked rice, mevorachla boy priyadon. The bracha rishain would be a doma. Tachna, if you ground it up, off, you baked or bishlo, cooked it, afal, pisha, pusus, kayamas, even if the pieces are intact, betchila, mevorach, alabarim, mezainas. You don't make a maitzi, it's not considered bread, you make a mezainas, uvelasayif, mevorach, alabarach, atzmein, sholish, and afterwards an alamechia. So, money, who is this going according to? Ilaim, Rav Yechon ben Nuri, if you want to say it's Rav Yechon ben Nuri, it can't be. Ilaim, Rav Yechon ben Nuri, he, damar, oyers, min, dogan, who, he holds that rice is a type of grain. Amaytzi lachmin aretz sholish brachos boi brucha. You should make a bracha rishona should be amaytzi, and afterwards should be benching, just like by chita. Elala must be rabbanan. He's going according to rabbanan. Utiyuf the Rav Shmuel. Utiyuf the Nitzakash and Rav Shmuel, because you see that in the rice you don't make a shahakal, you make a mezainus. You do make a mezainus on it. Now even though over here it says that afterwards you make an alamichya, we will amend this later in the Gemara, that we bracha achrona is a brayin of foshas, and that is how we paskin la halacha, that on rice you make the bracha rishona is a mezainus, the bracha achrona is a brayin of foshas. But we shall see that shortly. On the Mara Kaisis is a chita, coming back to this member of the brisa, a kaisis is a chita, the person eats the raw wheat, mevorach la bari pri adama. We learned in the Braisa that the bracha is bari min hazraim. You make the bracha on min hazraim, the types of grains. Like kasha, Rabbi Yehuda, Abba Rabbana. It's not a kasha. One view is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be more specific in the bracha. You don't make one general bracha on everything that grows in the ground, bari pri adama. It has to be specified and subdivided more clearly. And our Rabbanan is going, one who says it's Adoma is going according to the Rabbanan. That price is going according to the Rabbanan who hold that we do not specify it in that great detail. We do not subdivide it. Whatever grows from the ground, you make an Adoma. It's not all your August, I'm a very pre Adoma. You see the Rabbanan say that on vegetables, you make an Adoma. You make the bracha on Bori Mine Deshame, all types of herbage. You see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it has to be defined and refined more clearly. So here also, this is the chilek in whether the chita is an adoma, if you make the doma or you make the bracha on by minus one. Omer mar hakaisas as ayrus, if one ate the raw rice mevarcha by pre adoma, he makes an adoma. Tachna afal bishla, if he cooked it, he ground it up, he cooked it, afal bisha pusas kayamas, even though the pieces are intact, betchila mevarach Allah, bari min mezainas, the bracha rishon is mezainas. Ula besayif, bracha achas mein shalosh. The bracha achroina is an alam mechya. Ay va'atanya losayif alay klum. I will learn the price that there's no bracha afterward, and so way Rashi defines alay klum doesn't mean you don't make any bracha. There is a bracha, like klum, Rashi says, it's not from the brachos of the Paris, brachos of Paris of Eretz Yisrael. It's not, if you don't make an alamichya, you make the bracha of bari nefashos. So we see in the brachos over here that the bracha rishon is mezainus and the bracha achroina is a bari nefashos. And as we mentioned, this is lemaisa how we paskin lahalacha, that the bracha rishon on rice is mezainus, the bracha achroina is not alamichya, it's a bari nefashos. So how do we resolve, in any event, how do we resolve these prices? I'm going to change this. One price reflects the view of Rabban Gamliel, the other price reflects the view of the Rabban. The Sanya Imin Brocha Achas Me'in Sholoi, the Sanya Zehaklau, the Sanya Zehaklau, this is the rule called Shem Yeshivas Aminim, anything that is from the seventh Minim that Eretz Yisrael, Mishtapho, which the specific Minim that grown Eretz Yisrael, that the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael, that it has these types. Rabbi Gamliel Emer Shalosh Brachos. Rabbi Mill says, you bench not only after eating bread, not only after eating from the grains, if you have a meal made out of Yeshivas Aminim, of grapes, of dates, etc., you also, pomegranates, you bench. The Chachamim Oimrim, the Chacham say, Brocha Achas Mein Shalosh. They say, no, on these types of fruit, you don't bench, you make a Brocha Achas Mein Shalosh, Ala Eitz, Ala Pri Eitz. Umaisa, but Rabbi Gamliel and Zakenim, Shalim Sum Baali, Abi Ariach, it was a Maisa that they were together, Rabbi Gamliel and Zakenim, in an attic in Yericho, they revealed of Nehem, and they brought in from the dates. So that's one of the Shivas Aminim. The Torah says, "Zer zolas cholav dvash." The honey that it's referring to, in the Torah, the honey is referring to the honey from the dates. So dates are one of the zayin minim. So they brought this fruit, the dates of the zayin minim, va'achlu, and they ate from it. Then also, Rabbi Gamliel reshus Rabbi Akiva levarach. He gave Rabbi Akiva permission to bench. He asked him to bench. Kafatz oberach Rabbi Akiva baruch achas main shalosh. So Rabbi Akiva did not bench, the entire benching. He didn't say the shalosh brachas. He said a bracha achas mein shalosh. He made the bracha of aleis v'al priya eitz. Omrali Rabbi Gamliel Akiva. Rabbi Gamliel said to Akiva, "Masa atam machnas reshcha mein ha'amachloikis. Why are you coming into this and why you're interfering with this machloikis? We have a machloikis whether the halacha is benching after the zayin minim, and that's what I hold. Rabbi Gamliel says, come argue with me. Why are you interfering over here? Why are you now going like the Shita, the Chachamim, when I asked you to bench? Why aren't you saying the Sholosh Brachos and benching?" He said, "Our master, Afal Pisha Tamim Erkain, even though you hold its benching, the Chaver Chaim Erkain, and your colleagues argue and they say, Brachas Min Sholosh, Limadatana, you taught us, Lemetana Rabbeinu, Our master Yutanas Yachid Rama Allah Kirabim, that Allah is like a Rabim, and that's why I follow the majority opinion and I did not bench, and I said Abrocha Achas Main Shalosh. So we'll have to see in the next year, we'll have to see how we resolve and what this has to do with the question that we have at hand, that do we make after eating the rice, do we make a Abrocha Achas Main Shalosh? Do we make an Al Mechia, or do we make a Bar Nefashos? Is to be continued.